Howdy, folks.
Morning.
Morning. I am joining you guys tragically pre-coffee somehow. I don't know how I got to this point in my day with no coffee, but we'll see how this crazy experiment goes.
Okay, we'll provide necessary support
I
if you need
think
it.
if every now and then one of you would just like jump at the screen and, keep me on my toes, that'd be awesome.
No problem.
Like how Alexis picks up her cup just to make
Yeah.
him jealous at the right
Just
moment.
rubbing it
This is
in.
my second cup, and it's only 7 o'clock.
I'm doing the same.
Where I'm sitting right now in my house, we have this like kind of coffee station. There's an espresso machine. There's a friend. It's all sitting like directly across from me. I just haven't had time to get over there and actually use it. So it's all
Taunting you.
mocking
Your pri
you.
your priorities are, I would say, misguided.
It
You've
is.
had a skew.
I had a dog escape this
Oh
morning.
shit. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
All
Yeah. So we, well, I mean,
right.
it just ate up some time. We got
Yeah,
him.
no,
But
that's okay. Okay, good. Because, all right, I understand now. That can
yeah.
totally screw up your morning.
I'll send you
Yeah.
my bird. She can sit next to your desk and she'll just randomly squawk like a really high-pitched tone. Wake you right up, trust me.
Yeah, I'm thinking I need to take better care of these dogs because as soon as they get a chance to go, man, they're like, I'm out of here.
Well, on the other side, I took mine to the vet yesterday, where he cat to the vet yesterday needed a cleaning on his teeth, and he has avoided me ever since.
Yeah.
The vet called just in the last hour and asked how he was doing, and is like, "Well, he's fine, other than ignoring me and running away." And so I found him and tried to give him some treats, and he was very suspicious. He
Yeah.
was not any of that.
No grudge like a cat grudge, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a pretty
We
good
know what's
crowd.
up.
Yeah. Yeah, I got two cats and two dogs, so it's mayhem around here.
Mayhem, yes, yeah, was the word I was thinking of.
All right. Well, what do y'all say? Y'all we ready to get going? I'm going to share my screen. It's a lot of stuff. Okay. Can y'all see Confluence? Cool.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's dive into our November 13th, 2025 product council meeting. Let's see. We'll start off with announcements. One that I don't have down here. Well, I guess actually we should start off with note takers. That looks like it's you, Alexis. Are you good to do that still?
Yep, I'm on it.
Two cups of coffee. You better be good to go. All right. I just heard just checking the news that the shutdown's over, so we can look forward to the effects of that for our community and the re-engagement of our Library of Congress colleagues. So that's something to look forward to. Also, we have as of last time put up for vote on the PC's endorsement of the decision record coming out of the TC concerning a change in our approach to support periods, which is outlined at this link here. And we did see that pass with a quorum. It had 8 votes on Slack last time I looked at it, though there may be more now. So I suppose there could be some action items related to that because if I look over here, approvers, yeah, we got this section right here. So I think it might be worthwhile, and I can put myself down for an action item for this to go ahead and record our supporting votes for this. I mean, is that the right way to do it, or should we let the TC do it? I don't know.
We voted in the PC only channel, so we will have to.
Oh, publicize that also. Okay. Well, Todd, do you want to pick one and I'll do one and you can do the other? One of us can announce it and the other one can update this wiki.
Sure, I'll go ahead and announce.
Okay. And I'll update the wiki. Perfect. Cool.
And then one of us will also have to update the decision record.
Oh, are you talking about this decision record here?
The PC's decision log.
Oh, okay. I can
I
do that.
don't. Okay. I don't have the procedure in my head, so.
Okay. Alexis, do you have any insights into that? As far as procedure when it comes to our own just decision log?
You just kind of basically there's going to be a little button that says record decision or something like that. And you just push it and then it'll create a template and then you just,
Okay.
and I mean what the template is not, there's a whole bunch of fields in the template that you don't need necessarily, so just adjust it as you feel necessary. It's pretty basic.
Just in the interest of transparency, I'm sure it's not a huge deal, but I'm going to go ahead and not publish that and just leave it as a draft until I can get everyone else's eyes on whatever I type up there. And it could be like, Jeremy, you misspelled decision or something like that. Okay, cool. All right. Let's dive into well, actually, does anyone else have any updates that weren't listed here? Anything else that they feel like the PC needs to be made aware of? Okay, we'll dive into our liaison updates. Todd, do you have anything for us from the TC?
I would say nothing of real specific interest. There was some wrapping up of the environment variables discussion, and then some talk about the mechanics of license, like doing license reviews. So I don't think that the PC really would find that illuminating.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate knowing what's going on, but yeah, that doesn't seem to be within our purview in any way, so.
Yeah, just know. I figure that knowing that this is what's been up, but yeah, the details aren't meaningful here.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It looks like we got some good content added from you, Alexis. Would you mind walking us through that a little bit?
So they the CC, this was just on Monday, had a few representatives from the University of Missouri system. I think it was their head of library systems who was doing the presentation about the fact that they'd become members and what their it's a four it's four I guess four libraries in their sort of own little system mini consortia or whatever, and sort of who they are, what they do, and why they joined, which was nice. And their needs. One of the things that came up that Lisa was at the meeting and she slacked me while it was happening. She's like, "Oh, this is interesting for us," in the PC, which is that one of their comments was that all the SIGs do things differently, and it's confusing, and it would be great if there was a little bit more consistency there. So I was like, "Oh yeah," I was
That's
like,
really
"That's
interesting.
it is," and especially for new. For new members who want to get involved and they're talking amongst themselves about what they're doing in the SIGs, and they're like, "Well, my SIG does it this way. My SIG does it." Anyway, I'm not sure exactly what we would do about that, but I mean, at least in the prioritization group, we've been talking about trying to have some consistency in what we're asking for from the SIGs for that process. So, I mean, that's a place to start, and then we can think about it more broadly. Maybe when we have the SIGs come to talk to us, we can ask them about, whether or not they would like to have some kind of more consistent approach to things. Anyway, so it was an interesting comment. Lisa and I both had sort of a reaction to it, and we just wanted to share it, and we can think about it going forward.
Do we have a,
Sorry, go ahead.
sorry, I was just going to ask, do we have a future topics backlog or something like
We
that?
do. Yeah, we can add it there.
Yeah, that would be a really good
I'll
idea.
do that. I can
Okay.
add it.
I appreciate that. I see
Sure.
Lisa's hand.
Thanks for bringing that up, Alexis. That was meaningful to me, that comment too. Does it belong in future topics if we're dealing with it now in the prioritization group, or?
Well, that's for one aspect. I guess the question is, we're gonna address it in that particular context, but is there a broader?
The reason I asked that was because I immediately have like four or five things that popped into my head to ask about, at the risk of derailing this meeting, I was like, well, maybe we can, bring it up in a future PC meeting. But
I think the piece of it that we were interested, I think she said, and I kind of wanted to get her back and interview her again, but we could talk about that at our subgroup, was the JIRA piece. And that's something that came up. And we do have concerns. We don't want to over tax and be too prescriptive. But I see a lot of thumbs up for being consistent too. So anyway,
It occurs to me that, like, I mean, one of the strengths of our community is the ability to allow SIGs to kind of operate in a way that best fits the people who are the SMEs that are participating. I think that that's a good thing. But I mean, it seems like a totally valid concern that when you're trying to get into, I mean, one of the things I'm trying to do in my position at A&M is to get more involvement in the SIGs. And, you know, that can be difficult to do if everyone's just kind of being thrown into a wild west and, like, you know, get out there and figure it out, buddy.
It'd be nice to have like an orientation that applies to everybody, like certain standards. I don't know. I mean, that's a dream, but I also think we're getting bigger now. And so maybe what worked before, I mean, we always say this, but work before maybe isn't quite working now. And to me, that was a moment when she said that as a new organization that was meaningful.
I wonder if the SIGs would appreciate something like a best practices document or something like that. So it's not like a set of rules you have to operate this way, but just, you know, we can maybe look at what's working well in the SIGs that exist and kind of combine that into some sort of document that, you know, might start guiding behavior and bringing some more normalcy to across the SIGs. I don't know.
Ooh.
Todd?
I would wonder if instead of going top down, there would be a way to present to the SIGs or the SIG conveners, you know, we're hearing this message from new, from new members. Yeah, there are other reasons to think that some consistency would be useful. How are the SIGs feeling about that, and where are places where it would make sense to have more consistent practice to try to, like, not just be top down, but get that bottom up input.
Thomas threw out the idea of a working group. I think it's great. I mean, there's currently a working group that maybe could tackle it. Oh, Mara.
Yeah, I was just thinking about this, you know, as a convener, it might be a thing. I don't know when the conveners are next coming to PC, but it might be a thing we can sort of put out, as a request for the conveners to talk about it, because, if we're sort of standardizing things, I'm certain that any SIG can have, 10 minutes to talk about what they like about the setup, their wiki, their joining, that sort of thing, their joining onboarding kind of process. And then to, like, we can compare notes when we meet at PC.
I like that idea a lot. We do have a meeting coming up. I think in the next year, we were hoping to switch to kind of rolling updates instead of having everybody all at once, to have SIGs appear on the schedule throughout the year. But also, we were talking about doing kind of reversing it, where we do like one, like, almost, I don't remember the details, like an annual or something like that meeting with all the SIGs. And at that meeting, it would be, I could see that being a good time to kind of broach that topic. But it sounded like you were suggesting kind of sending the question out to the conveners ahead of time to kind of prime the pump so that if we do meet all together, there's people have had time to discuss it. So
yeah, yeah. You know, possibly in the SIG convener Slack channel, mostly because otherwise, if we have the SIG conveners come in here and we all talk about it here, that's the first step. But if we sort of, if we do, you know, if we prime the pump first, then that could be closer to the last step. And, you know, we can.
I like that. Clearly we could, spend 10 or 15 minutes talking about this and trying to come up with a game plan. So, I'll try to get it on a future agenda just so that we can get some action items going, and we'll let you finish, Alexis. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. No, it's a good topic. And then the other thing, the main topic of the meeting was the, so the CC is working on ways to drum up membership. And there's a survey that was drafted to solicit info from current members about why, like, the benefits of membership. And then Lisa and Maccabee from Lehigh brought it to the Mid-Atlantic Folio Users Group meeting and got some good feedback from the folks there, mostly from smaller libraries. And that was really interesting, to hear specifically their feedback coming from the perspective of folks who are not members, mostly because they're smaller and they don't have the number of staff that they can, and those staff don't have the time to participate in the councils or whatever, or it's a financial thing. So how could we potentially get those folks to be members? And then there was this list of 14 potential member benefits, which you can see if you click on the link to the meeting notes, which we kind of did a little bit of an exercise at the time to sort of put our initials on the ones that we thought were the most, had the most potential. I warned against number eight, development priority influence. I was like, please don't do that, because unless it's funded by the community, like directly by Folio, because we know that that could get everybody in trouble. Like, we can't do that. So yeah. I was like, no, that's a really bad idea. So and they heard that. So anyway, but that's it. That's it for the CC.
Okay, this is really interesting. I'd like to spend some more time looking at that. Thank you for sharing, Alexis. Jennifer, do you have anything from RMS?
No, there's no meeting this week.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to hop down here, try not to scroll too fast and make everyone sick, to action items. Yana, looks like you were able to reach out to Rachel. Is that correct?
Yeah, I just did. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. I have a new one. So, I just have probably dreamed that, So I think I linked the two newsletters we already have. And I think we already discussed what we might want to do with the PC-owned newsletter. I don't know. So I don't know if that helps in that regard. So yeah, that's it.
Okay, I guess I didn't really catch whether or not is there still any activity in the old newsletter, or is it done?
So I linked it in chat. I don't know if
I'm sorry.
There is the newsletter that is on Folio, the Folio website and the OLF website, where a Folio news is coming in, in a more broad way, I guess. A press release, right? And then there's a Folio one on the Folio webpage.
Okay. So I guess so it's sounding like if we want to pursue a newsletter, we do have some outlets that could work, and then we would need to figure out as a community whether we want to continue using these outlets, or probably if we don't want to continue using these outlets, we might need to take them down sort of, so as not to confuse people. But okay. All right. That's some.
I think the thing that always brought these down is that nobody was really responsible
There's been some really great conversations and discussions about this. There was a suggestion made that the liaisons across all three of the councils collaborate to try to pull together the news at regular intervals. And I like that idea. They seem like a real natural fit for that. And if they had access to edit this or the ability to give that news to somebody who did have access to edit this, I can at least see that turning into a pipeline that could, you know, get information out the door. So, all right, that's good stuff to look at. I would like to change my tab. There we go. All right. And so we can pull that off of there. Thomas, is this still accurate that you have not reached out to the implementers to determine if their survey can satisfy the PC's goals for a list of modules with maintenance statuses?
So we had our meeting on Tuesday, but we had to cut it short. So we did not have time to talk about it. Implementers is actually probably going to start winding down for the year. We're having one more implementers group meeting on a specific topic. We should have another planning meeting after that to plan for next year. So I should hopefully be able to talk at that one, which is not next week, but following week.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. I do think that this is going to happen today. So that's good news. And this was done. Okay. Good for us. Lisa.
I was just curious, what would be the follow-up then for the newsletter issue? What's the next step and do we have one?
Yeah, we need to finalize. One of the to-dos that I have was to reach out to the council chairs about a newsletter, and they all seemed on board with it. There was kind of a consensus that it would be a good thing. So at this point, we can do one of two things. We can continue to try to get the chairs to come up with some action items for it, or we could put it on our own agenda to have some dedicated discussion, for it, to see if we can. I mean, the fact is, though, we are going to have to come up with some sort of agreement with the other councils, and or else it's just going to be a PC newsletter, you know. So if we want information in there from across the councils, I mean, I suppose our liaisons, could pull information from the other councils, but it will work best if it's collaborative. So I think I'm willing to take marching orders from you all. My gut tells me that pursuing this with the council chairs is the right move. But if we want to try to handle it in council and push it forward in here, we can do that too. What do y'all think?
My instinct is that this is supporting the product, and maybe I'm being too literal, but we are the product council. So sure. While I think we need to have that buy-in, and we don't want it to be a product council newsletter, I think it's okay if we take ownership. I mean, I'm happy to help if that's, because I do think that's really important. I see the comments on the right and I totally agree. So
yeah,
that's me.
I think that I can totally see it being under the purview of the product council. I also think that it's a very community oriented thing, communicating to the community. So I think that I could also make an argument for the community council taking ownership of it, but they're not the ones talking about it right now. So, I don't know. I see Todd and then Charlotte.
I think it would be fine for the PC to take ownership as long as the other councils agree. Mm-hmm. But I also think that as it moves forward, getting active input from the other councils, especially community council, would be important. Otherwise, it is just a PC newsletter.
When is our next tri-council meeting? Does anyone know? I don't know.
I feel like we would be having one in the new year, like January or something.
I think we decided January. That's what I remember. So I think it would be a good goal to maybe have a plan in place with the other councils before the next tri-council meeting so that we can, you know, that could be one of the things that we kind of announce to the community. Hey, we're going to be doing this thing. But Charlotte?
Yeah. So I think it would be, if we have too many, all three councils involved, then it is also getting more heavy to get the information, coordination, da-da-da. Yeah. And I think it's so sad to see that the latest news was it's from the beginning of 2024. And so I think I would love to, if we maybe could have a news about the PC is coming with a newsletter, stay tuned or something, very, very short, and then that's that we could actually do already this week. And then we can have at least a holiday news info at the end of the year, where we could capture some of all the, you know, the biggest things happened in for the product folio during 2025, something. And then we can get all these old news out of the way, and people can see that Folio is very much alive.
Yeah, in all fairness, not a lot has happened on the project since 2024. Or no, I'm just... Jennifer.
This might seem like a strange question, but do we have a LinkedIn Folio kind of account, you know, stuff like that? Because I think this is getting into, I know OLF has the Open Library, you know, foundation LinkedIn stuff, because they moved from X to there. But, you know, I'm wondering, is that something we're kind of moving towards, like not just the webpage, but brief updates via social media? I'm not sure we want to go that way. Just putting that out there.
Yeah, so we used, this has been discussed before. We used to have like a marketing team, there was a time when that was in full swing. I don't feel like that is so much the case anymore.
What I wanted to say, Jeremy, we had a community outreach team, I think, dedicated to that. And I think that several reasons probably led to our departure, I think. But the main reason, I think, was that there was no input from the community. And we always were sitting on doing it ourselves, and that was not feasible anymore. So there need to be community involvement here. And I really, really have to emphasize that, because I was part of this group, and it was really always very hard to get anything.
So it, okay. I'm hearing a lot of different things, and they all seem like there's a lot of wisdom being shared right now. It definitely seems true to be the case that having a centralized group that deals with this would be a good thing. You know, something like the rebirth of that a community outreach group. But at the same time, we need processes in place that there are buy-in for across all three of the councils to make sure that we're giving the information and that the flow of information is happening, so that group has information to share with the community. I really, really feel like this is in the purview of the community council, but I don't know. I mean, I can be dissuaded. I mean, every council has the right to kind of talk to the community about what they're doing. But when it comes to like community outreach and, you know, communication to the community, I mean, it feels like community cultivation. It feels like community council stuff. Now, I don't know if we can convince them of that or not, but I guess I kind of would like to take a stab at it to see if we could talk them into taking some ownership. But it's also very clear that we have a lot of buy-in in this group. There, you know, I hear y'all's voices. There seem to be several people in this group that are interested in seeing this happen, and I don't want to lose that momentum either. So Would anyone be willing to set up? Let me see. I need to. If I were to reach out to the chairs about doing a meeting where we talk specifically about the newsletter, would people here be interested in attending, like just kind of a special meeting with the Folio chairs on the topic of creating a newsletter?
Yeah, I would for sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that a satisfactory ne next step? Okay.
Yeah,
Because
thank you, Jeremy.
I don't want to just hand wave it away. I want to do something.
Yeah, and the bar is so low that anything is better than nothing
Yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
So
Okay. I will
no,
do that. I
that's
will reach out to them and see if we could grab some time, and then once we have a date on the calendar, I'll let people here know, and they can communicate to their councils, and we could just have like a one-off meeting where like, hey, this is a thing that at least a lot of folks on the PC feel like needs to really happen. I imagine we're not alone. There's probably a lot of people who would like to see this happening. So,
I think also worth reiterating Martin's comment that, okay, so the news on the Folio site was last updated in February 2024, but on the OLF site it's even worse, with a 2018 item. So, that might create a little sense of urgency.
Yeah, well, fortunately, when you get the Folio chairs together, you also have the president of OLF in the room as well. So we can hit all the birds with stones. All right. We are not going to have, I mean, we're about halfway through the meeting. We do have three things that we want to touch on. We have a little bit less than 10 minutes apiece for each of these. So I'm just going to hit these last points pretty quickly under housekeeping. SIG priority presentations update. Are we aware, is anybody here aware of any SIGs that have not given their priorities yet? Alexis.
So I'm the liaison to the OASIG, and they've been pretty dormant for a while, but I think they're about to come back from the dead or whatever. So I can check in with them. But I do also know that that app is not technically part of the flower release, and I don't know if that means something different for them with the priorities. Should they be on the priorities roadmap on the dashboard? I'm not sure.
That's a really good question. My gut level instinct would be no. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I think also the workflow SIG, which is also dormant and coming back from the dead hopefully soon, it's not in the flower release. So I've not really, as the product owner there and all, and I guess the liaison, I think, or maybe we had another liaison, but I've not really been stressing out about the workflow folks presenting priorities, just because it just seems like less of a priority. Autumn. Oh, did we lose you?
No, here I am. Sorry.
That's all right.
Under caffeinated. I'm a liaison to the acquisition SIG and to the support SIG, so I have to get acquisitions on the calendar.
Nice.
Support, I was also wondering about. I think they'd appreciate some time with the PC, even though they're not overseeing any kind of development. I mean, I guess they are in a way, right? Because they review all of the bugs and tickets and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I you know it, that makes me realize that I think for SIGs that are not directly responsible for applications that are in flower releases, we should probably just have it like kind of take an opt-in approach. Like if they want to come and share some priorities, I think, I mean, I don't see a problem with that. More information is better when it comes to that stuff. So yeah, that's great. Yeah, reach it out to them. And I guess Alexis, for you, maybe you could just find out if your folks are interested. Todd?
There's a couple of questions from Mora in the chat.
Oh, thank you. That is great. Does anyone have that link on hand and can share it with her in the chat? She's asking for the dashboard, the priorities dashboard. Awesome. Did I miss a question? Was there another question?
I think there was an earlier one noting that the UM SIG is not presented.
Okay, do we have a liaison for that here?
That's me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Would you mind reaching out to them and seeing if has there been any discussion of priorities within your SIG?
Yeah, we
Okay.
have been we've been going over our backlog
Yeah.
for weeks, months, and I think it's easy enough to figure out what our big priorities are. I don't think we've actually given them to the product council yet.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, whatever you guys want to get on the calendar for that, just let us know, and we're looking forward to hearing about it. Lisa?
The Link Data SIG is meeting tomorrow and they're reviewing their priorities. I think they posted some on the dashboard, but I thought they looked a little strange, so I'm glad this is on the agenda. So Charlotte and I are the liaisons. We'll report back.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, this is just yeah, we just threw this on the agenda to make sure that we're not that we're continuing to engage with the SIGs in, over the priorities. So yeah, it's just a gentle encouragement for all liaisons to, you know, if their SIG has not brought the priorities forward, to make sure that we're engaging with them and getting that stuff on the calendar still. So, good. This is great. It sounds like we have quite a few more folks to hear from. And every time these groups come and share their priorities, I just find it so illuminating. It's really a good process. I like it a lot. Martin had a good observation. I don't know if we have enough time to talk about this, so I think we might leave it on the agenda, but just something to think about. We have some shortcut links over here, and they don't necessarily seem like the most useful shortcut links that we could have, kind of pride of place up here at the at the top, for instance, like old version of notes and stuff. So, I do think it would be useful to talk just briefly at some point about what we would like to see there, and getting those updated. Did I cover that adequately, Martin?
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure who can edit these shortcuts because I do not have the rights, or I'm too dumb for that. I don't know. But I didn't find any means to edit them, so there must be some privileges, I think.
Peter, do you have any insight into that?
Should be anybody with admin access on the space can change those, and you should have admin access. If you don't, we'll have to fix that.
Okay, I have not fiddled around with it. I mean, I do see a, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't played around with it. I know I edited those, I believe at one point in time on the TC's page, but it's been a long time. So,
Okay.
okay, I don't know if y'all can hear my dog being,
No, actually, no.
okay, it's the same one that got out. Anyone looking for a dog?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if we can wrap this last 20 minutes up with these. We'll get through what we can, and what we can't get through, we'll push to our next meeting. But we wanted to spend some time allowing the different groups to kind of present their progress on their agenda. Not sorry, not on their charters. And so each one of the working groups is going to get an opportunity to do that. And the idea is that if the PC at large has feedback or any observations that they want to share with the working group, this would be a good opportunity to do that. And it looks like Alexis is up first. Would anybody be willing to take over for notes for her while she's
Yeah,
sharing?
thank you. That would be really helpful. Or if someone else from the group wants to present, I could do the notes. But either
Could
way,
take notes.
I am not able to multitask in that way.
Yeah, this is Lisa. I'll take notes if that's okay.
Thank you. All right, so let me actually, I'd like to go to the actual document, but
oh, I'm gonna, do you mind if I stop sharing?
Oh, no, that'd be good. I can share once I find where I should be. Boop-a-doop-a-doop. That should be there. Okay, here we go. All right, let me share. Okay, so we've met two times and did a bunch of asynchronous work on this on a charter. The first thing we did, we just wanted to add a little background here, what we were trying to do, what we're currently doing. There was at the top of the communities dashboard page that Caitlin created, there was were the goals that she put down there, or that we had talked, that group, the original group had talked about. And I put a version of that up here on the top so we could say, like, okay, according to the dashboard page, these are what the goals of the dashboard are. So this is just kind of reiterating what's already there. Anyway, you can all read that. And then, so based on that, we created this draft charter. So we are saying we are charged with establishing a process and or framework to maintain and update the community's priorities dashboard in an ongoing manner and communicate to the SIGs and communicate it to the SIGs and the wider Folio community. And as we were talking about before, one of our goals is to clarify all the roles and responsibilities for the PC, for the SIGs, for the POs, and for the community at large as they engage. And then best practices for the prioritization for the SIGs. Establish a framework for the PC to identify the gaps or trends. So this is kind of the how would the PC come up with the kind of larger, our top five, of what the SIGs have sent to us, what do we think of the top five, right? So a framework for that. Clarify how we're going to sort of talk to the SIGs and all the different ways that we talk to the SIGs, because that has become super confusing. And then clarify expectations and workflows for next steps. So those are the goals. And then we've got the deliverables. There was a draft rubric that Lisa had worked on. Work on that, create some other tools, and then again, create that consolidated list of SIG priorities at the PC level. Identify gaps and trends in the current community priorities. So this was something that we thought that the PC level evaluation of the SIG priorities could help with, right? So we've got like, okay, this is what the individual SIGs are saying are their most important things. What trends are we seeing? Where are the gaps still? What gaps are still around that like maybe no particular SIG is responsible for? We thought a lot about things like tech debt and, things that probably might fall into the cross-app SIG realm, or maybe not, we're not sure, but just things that are sort of like larger product issues. Document all the processes, roles, responsibilities, and a communication plan. Provide templates and examples of the JIRA tickets and to guide for better description of the priorities. So a lot of folks have said they really would like to see really good examples from other folks of tickets, so they could try to copy that and identify if there are any potential updates to the PC charter. I mean, we've been talking about potentially updating the PC charter for some time, and we did want to at least keep our eyes out for anything that might need to be updated as we're going through this process. And then we were extremely vague and said, okay, we're just going to get this done before the next WolfCon, which ideally it would be a lot sooner than that, but I think we've maybe given ourselves a lot of work. So we'll see. So I guess our question to you all is, how does this look? Any thoughts, comments on any of these various goals, deliverables, et cetera? Please feel free to make comments in the document. We do meet again right after this meeting. So, we're going to talk more about how to kind of get started. But I know at least personally, I'm anxious to get started. Caitlin's going to be coming back. So we can also get her. I would really like to have her look at this. I'm sure she'll have some thoughts. And then we can like actually get down to the nitty-gritty.
It is a good point. I know that just knowing the two working groups that I'm a part of are right on the precipice of feeling like we have a charter that we're ready to like move forward with. But I do think, like you mentioned, it would be nice to allow Caitlin to have some input on this before we like finalize it. And I know that the two other charters are, maybe in a similar position where, it's a good time to start getting feedback, but I don't know if we're ready to like, say, yeah, this is the one, this is it. I don't know. I don't want to speak for Autumn, but I know that that's where I'm at, I think, with the other charter. So, yeah. Any observations? I have some thoughts, but I want to let other people go first. Any observations or thoughts about this? One that I had, and I don't know if I'm not bringing this up because I think this should be the case, but this is genuine curiosity. I'm wondering if you guys have discussed whether or not it's in scope to talk about what the PC should do with our priorities of priorities, our top five, after we have them, then what?
I don't, that was not something we discussed as is in scope. And my gut reaction, as you're saying that, is like, I don't think so. I think that's a bigger, larger PC question, but I would like any other members of the group have thoughts? Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Yeah, I've asked the same question, but I think the SIGs have also asked this. It's like, how is what is PC going to do with them, and how is PC going to help, maybe with some of these priorities. So yeah, I'm just in the
Yeah.
dark as you, Alexis and Jeremy. So, but I think we really do need to have the conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I think the it says in those initial goals that Caitlin had created was this is about publicizing, publishing these priorities so that the community knows about them and potentially the ability to combine resources to work on things for it's I would say it's more of a information gathering knowledge what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Lisa, I can't. I have no words.
Oh yeah, I'm struggling. I think we did talk about this in the sense that I think there's some confusion, even amongst our committee, not confusion, but different ideas of what it was supposed to be for. So clarity is definitely needed. So some people, and they could all be true, put somehow to get some things into the what do you call it? And I'm losing my words too, but into the next iteration, the next
Oh,
release.
the next
So
really, yeah. Right. Right. It doesn't work that way. Right.
yeah.
It doesn't really, but
Right.
what could we do for that? So but there's also the community driven development aspect of it. And then we do have, I mean, it's not specifically stated, but we talked about going back to the SIGs and communicating what we have done, because we understand there is this lack of, for good reason, confidence that all the work that they're doing is going to go somewhere. So first, yeah, we have to figure out where it's going, and then second, we want to go back to the SIG. So that is part of our charter. It's kind of not specifically stated, but it was definitely.
We can, I mean, we can be more explicit about it. I don't see why we couldn't. Yeah.
I do want to stress that the things that you guys have down really resonate with me, at least from my perspective. Like, this is just something I've been asking myself, you know, the whole time we've been doing these priorities is like, I think we all have this sense that this seems really valuable. Like we're looking at it, I was like, oh, you know, this is clearly good information that I didn't know before, you know, so something good is happening. But I am, you know, wondering, I guess part of me is afraid that if we just kind of hope that surfacing this information is going to create change and have an impact, if we leave that up to chance, it might not. And that would be unfortunate, I suppose.
Yeah. Hope is not a strategy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jennifer.
You know, I'm wondering too, if maybe we should, have the discussion of the priorities in terms of our MVP and also our, you know, our basic functionality that we want Folio to have. Cause I know like some groups are pretty far in how that, like the status of being, okay, we've got our MVP, we're now working on enhancements, where other groups, they don't even have their MVP ready. I mean, they're still dealing with thin threads and workarounds for and functionality that doesn't exist yet. So I'm wondering also if we need to look at these disparities and not that we can influence the, you know, decision-making for development, because that's not going to happen, but at least to say, all right, so in order for a holistic view, we really need to consider like these factors, you know, because I was just reminded, who is it? It was Peter, you put out, it is survey time for Marshall Breedings, you know?
Yeah.
and this, I mean, I think this is, you know, concerns that, you know, big time, just because that's what we're kind of working on. So I think, you know, I just having that discussion and understanding the difference in between the different SIGs and where they are, I think would be worth it just for us to see, you know, what can we understand more holistically about what we're seeing.
Mm. Yeah. Todd?
Yeah, I think Jennifer's made a lot of good points. There's one where I'm going to disagree, at least in the way it was expressed, which is I think we don't control the decision-making process, but I think that this is a way of influencing decision-making processes about development. I mean, it gives us that view, that coordinated view of where the felt priorities are within the SIGs. And we certainly have heard from, you know, from people at the kind of the development level, if we have some teams with some cycles during a release, then it gives a place to put some of those cycles. Like, is there something that we're working on already in this area, and we can bring a few steps along with. So I think it provides a tool for planning. Now again, it's not control.
Yeah.
And we can't just hope that that's going to happen, but it does give us something to put in front of community, in front of the product owners, in front of whoever.
Yeah.
And again, back to the community, community-driven development. Here are the areas of need.
I totally agree with you, Todd. I think influence versus control is a great framing for it. And I think when it comes to the group and y'all's charter, you guys have carved out a lot for yourselves. And so I'm hesitant to suggest more. And the idea of asking you all to also go ahead and define for us all the ways in which the PC is going to utilize this information seems like a bridge too far. But I don't know, maybe how would y'all feel about some of y'all's deliverables being like just talking through and coming up with some possible suggestions for things that the PC could do, just kind of seed future discussions. What
potential next steps?
Yeah,
sure, sure.
I think that would be good, because, you know, getting this stuff in place, that's priority number one, making sure that the flow of information is healthy and unobstructed is priority number one. And anything that follows is definitely kind of phase two kind of stuff. But it would be good to at least have a vision for what that phase two might be.
Yeah. So I see Charlotte put something in the chat about, should we ask to do a presentation for one of the upcoming PO meetings?
So that's what I was thinking as far as like, well, what could we do with it? I mean, it's at the bare minimum, I feel like if we had all this nice curated data, there it is. I think presenting it to the POs at bare minimum would be a great thing that we could do. Just to, you know, we know we were all in the room together. We were all looking at it. And like, we all have a common understanding of what the SIG priorities are, what the product priorities are. I think,
So Charlotte, are you thinking like just presenting on like, here's the dashboard, this is what we're working on, here's what the SIGs are doing, you know, for us and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, even that maybe the POs, you know, have heard small beeps here and there, then I think a more, you know, thorough presentation and also encouraging to take a view of these five listed priorities for each of the areas and see if there's something they can, you know, include.
Yes.
I'm seeing thumbs up from product owners in the room, so it must be a good idea.
Okay, so yeah, so that's next Wednesday. Yeah, I mean, so do you want to suggest that to Kalila, or should I reach out to her? I could do that.
Yeah, maybe Alexi, if you reach out to Kalila.
Sure.
And,
sure, happy to do it. Next Wednesday. Sure thing. If not, maybe the next meeting, but sometime soon for sure.
Awesome.
Okay. It's late. I don't know if we're going to try to get to the next one or we'll just hold off till next week, but thank you for that feedback. We've got, like I said, we're meeting right after this, so we can follow up on that stuff.
Awesome. Well, we are 3 minutes away from the hour. I think I have successfully stretched this out so that Alexis was the only one who had to present on their charter. So, but like I said, we can push these to next time. And I really appreciate everyone's engagement with all this stuff. And awesome. I hope you guys have a good rest of your Tuesday. No, Thursday.
Go get some coffee.
Coffee. Yes.
Thanks. I better run back.
Thanks, all. Bye.